Hey, so news time is now 7:29. Another check of Triple Team traffic on this Friday morning. What's got your attention, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, the rain is, first of all, northbound on 215's east belt, seeing some slowdowns near the mouth of the canyon. The rain came down hard. It looks like it stopped raining, but it's going to take a bit before that dries up. Also seeing some slowing I-15 between 114th, 106th south, and over on the west side. We had a crash reported at 4700 South, but I don't see any delay from it at the moment, Holly.
Redwood Road in Saratoga Springs is moving along freely along Utah Lake northbound up to 21st North. Main Street in American Fork is trouble-free from 1100 East up to I-15. And once you get at I-15, Provo up to the Point is in great shape. Eric?
We've got some delays now in Davis County on the freeway. One is right as you go by the west side of Hill Air Force Base before you get to SR-193. And then another one as you move from Layton Parkway down through the Kaysville exit area. You get back up to speed pretty quick, though. By the time you get to Lagoon and Farmington, no problem. And the rest of the southbound stretch is in good shape all the way to North Salt Lake and downtown. UDOT construction alert. Plan ahead for lane restrictions on I-215. The west side belt is reduced to two lanes each night while crews reconstruct the freeway with new concrete. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.